Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Why do we have conversations? And what does it have to do with getting your goals? Because this month of March, we've been working on SMART goals, but how SMART goals can actually make you stupid. So why do we have conversations? Why do we communicate? Well, at its most fundamental level, it's either to get rid of a negative emotion or it's to increase a good emotion. I mean, think about it. Oh, something happens and it just has you so aggravated and irritated. What do? You pick up the phone and call a friend and go, you are not going to believe what just happened. Or you wind up getting a bonus, a surprise gift, something completely unexpected that's going to upgrade your life, if even for a little bit. What do? You pick up the phone and call a friend and go, oh my gosh, guess what just happened? So we communicate based on our emotions. And there are three S's involved in that. We share, we have solutions, and we look for success. And unfortunately, most people get stuck in solutions. All right, so we share. This is when we're sharing our stories. We're looking for validation from others, or we're wanting to give them validation that we understand where they're at. Because out of the five levels of trust, that's the very first level, is that we understand them and they understand us. You can't go to the four other levels without that shared understanding. And that's through validation. The second one, though, is what causes challenges for most people. And that's when we look at solutions, that we have conversations, we communicate because we're looking for a solution to a problem. Look at the conversations that you have with people most of your day. They're going to be on how to solve problems. But yet, that is one of the major reasons why you haven't turned your dreams into reality, or if you do get your goal, maybe it doesn't stick around long enough, is because you have been taught to solve problems, not design a life. There are four reasons why we don't get our goals. The first one is our programming. The second one is our conditioning. The third one is taught to solve problems instead of design a life. And the fourth one is that our current identity is incongruent. It is out of harmony with the goal that we want to get. So let's look at the programming. The programming is the actions that you take that you were taught to take. Just like a computer has to have programs to be able to run it. You want to do a document? Well, you've got to have a program that says that you can create documents. So you have certain skill sets, certain actions that you take that you were programmed to take. Once you've been programmed around taking actions, and for most of us, those actions were designed to make life better for somebody else at the expense of ourselves. Once you accept that programming, it'll always be there. So you need to upgrade it, find out how to use it. And you do that through having appropriate boundaries. But the second reason why you don't have what you want is your conditioning. This is the emotional states that you were taught to experience repetitively, because every action we take is preceded by an emotional state. We feel like there's something missing. And if we take this action, then it'll make that missing emotion happen for us instead of having the emotion drive the action, where it's not coming from deprivation, but it's actually coming from fulfillment. So what we're looking at is conditioning on your emotional states, depending on who you talk to, they're going to tell you that there are hundreds of different types of emotional states. You've typically been conditioned to experience 10, 8 of them negative, 2 of them progress-oriented. Notice I didn't say positive, because sometimes going into growth doesn't always feel good. So we have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So you only have 2 progress-oriented emotions that you'll experience versus the other 8. And you'll take actions to try to turn one of those 8 that's painful into progress. Okay. The third reason, so what do you need to do? You need to expand the unit. You need to find additional emotional states that you want to experience. The third reason why you don't have your goals is because you've been taught to solve problems, not design a life. I mean, think about it. That's how we get through school. You solve enough problems on the test, you get promoted to the next grade. In corporate, unfortunately, you solve enough problems, you'll get promoted to the point where you can no longer solve any problems, and then you become a problem for corporate, and they want to see how they might be able to get rid of you. That is so much different than discovering your strengths, your talents, your abilities, and designing your life around those, because you've been taught you're the problem. You were programmed and conditioned for that somewhere in your past, and now it is showing up in your present, and it's still causing you problems. This is the reason why I said, look at your conversations and see how many problem-oriented conversations you have during your day, because that just points out your programming and your conditioning. Now you can say, Dawn, you're a certified hypnotist. You deal with people having problems all day long. No, I don't. No, because when someone has a consult with me, we talk about bringing out who they really were, that they learned to cope with the world in a dysfunctional way, and that's what's holding them back, instead of learning to bring themselves out at their very best. And that's the habit I want them to have. That's the programming. That's the conditioning. That's the designing the life, because it's an identity upgrade. And identity is what you focus on, how it has you feeling, and the actions you take on that. So we use all 3. So solution-oriented can be problem-based. Those aren't the people that hang around in my life. Or it can be destiny that pulls you forward, that's asking for you to design it, because then that takes you into the third type of conversation, which is a success conversation, which is what I'm having with you right now, where we want to look at amplifying. Now, does that mean life is going to be phenomenal and always feel good? No, it's not. But you learn how to get comfortable with what's uncomfortable by saying, oh, this maybe is a missing boundary I might have, which is the reason why I'm feeling uncomfortable. Or maybe I'm feeling uncomfortable because I'm developing competencies about myself. I'm developing a new skill set that is going to lead to self-confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, and have my life absolutely outstanding. If you want success with this, well, then let's have a conversation. Let's have a break free from the bad beliefs, habits, actions, feelings, focus that are holding you back, and see what you can do to start moving into your next level of success. I promise you that in this 45-minute call with me, that you will leave with something that will bring you immediate results. Won't give you resolution. That takes time to work on. But I don't have the right to ask if I should be in your life. I don't have the right to ask you if I should be the one assisting you with this until we have that conversation. So this is what I'd like you to do. Text me at 1-636-699-7791 and ask for a break-free consult. I'll respond back with a link that will allow you to set a time that fits your schedule the best. But it's time that you break free from the conversations that you're having internally as well as externally, that there's always a problem to be solved. Instead, give that pain from your past a purpose for progress and begin to live the life that you desire, you deserve, because you've designed it. Becoming a healingpreneur, could that be you? It's not just a career, it is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space, and that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com, click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So, healingpreneur, is that your calling?